Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. You know, all weekend I've been thinking about what is really going on in this nation, just what's going on. I've never seen such turmoil, such ugly behavior, all for the sake of unity, and such personal attacks. But if you stand back, which I tried to do this weekend, and look at each issue that seems to meet the eyes of the press, there's always a component missing. And then there's always those issues that never seem to meet the press. Whether it's another Fox News scandal, or how the Democrats are getting booed as they have their unity tour, or if it's the GOP now pushing back at the president in defiance of the very reason you elected him, an outsider. And what has he accomplished in his 100 days? There's an elephant in the room in all of these conversations and many others. The news media just talks, and they resolve nothing. They solve nothing. Think about what you want. Think about Ann Coulter and how she's willing right now to go to Berkeley and risk safety for the First Amendment. Would you do that? Corruption is so deep, and it's so wide in our nation's elected officials, it seems like an impossible task to burn it out. The nature of man, to the very core, is corrupt, selfish, carnal. The balance of our governing is completely out of whack. They, the elected and the appointed, have turned the tables on the American people. While we suspected this much for a long time, time is now revealing, and it is my hope you are ready and willing to fight back. There is no bureaucratic department exempt from, or should I say clean. Today, we're going to talk about the Department of the USDA and a few other things. We're going to talk about how our farmers and our ranchers and our producers have been scammed. So you say, well, Beth, what is the elephant in the room? Well, we're going to hit on this all week long. But truth is, tyranny abounds. And we are under communism and cronyism and corruptness. No one wants to talk about liberty or sovereignty or mention a republic. Bill Bullard of RCAF USA is our guest today. A week ago, I received an article, Bill, from one of your members, one of RCAF USA members, and he was not happy. The USDA claims confidentiality for 12,000 pages of federal checkoff spending records. 12,000 pages that they can't reveal to the American people. Bill, there's so much to cover in this hour, the fastest hour of the day. I welcome you back to CSE Talk Radio. How you been doing?
Doing great. Thank you, Beth Ann. Glad to be here.
Did you have a great Easter?
Certainly did.
Awesome. Awesome. We did, too.
I hope you did as well.
We did. We even found out we're going to enlarge our family by one more. So we had a great time. Not me, people. Not me. It's a grandchild. It's not me.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I have this article in my hand, and that's kind of, and we'll talk about whatever you want to talk about, but I do want to hit on this. Over 12,000 pages that the USDA says is confidential. First of all, I have to scoff at the 12,000 pages, but the fact that they consider all that confidential. Start from the beginning, and let's talk to the listeners and tell them exactly what's going on. This has to do with the beef checkoff.
Right, and the beef checkoff was passed by cattle producers who voted in a referendum to have a mandatory assessment so that they could engage in a self-help program and market and promote their product in the marketplace. But when the program was instituted, it was almost immediately overrun by the industry group called the National Cattlemen's Beef Association that began to operate that program in a manner that benefited itself and its meatpacker allies. And a lawsuit was then filed, and it went all the way up to the Supreme Court. And the Supreme Court said this was not a rancher self-help program. Instead, this was a government-mandated program that espoused government speech. And what he said, what the court said was that this was government speech from the beginning of the message to the end of the message.
Oh, wow.
So what this really is, it's a tax that cattle producers are taxed, $1 for every animal they sell, $80 million is collected. The organization that receives the lion's share of the money is the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. The government accountability, the Inspector General of the USDA did a study and discovered that 82% of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association is derived from the checkoff. Well, in 2010, the National Cattlemen's Beef Association was caught with its hand in the cookie jar and had misappropriated $216,000. So producers asked the USDA to reform and restore the integrity of the program, but the USDA refused to do anything. And all the NCBA had to do was return the $216,000. There was no other penalty or any other action taken to restore the integrity of the checkoff. They just had to return the money. They got caught stealing, essentially. And so organizations have tried to reform the checkoff. The one that's involved in this lawsuit is the Organization for Competitive Markets. They tried to obtain the documents associated with the investigation of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association after they were caught taking this $216,000 of producer taxes. And so this is the result. The government is refusing to release information. And this is really outrageous because this is tax money paid for by producers who are owed the disclosure of how that money is being spent. And yet the government is trying to protect organizations like the National Cattlemen's Beef Association that have misspent the money. And so this is really corruption at its core. And it's just unbelievable that the U.S. Secretary of Agriculture, Tom Vilsack, for 8 years was essentially afraid to take any action to reform this program. It's because the corruption runs so deep, and the corruption is occurring in the hands of some very powerful corporations in the United States. And so, as you know as well, we filed a lawsuit against the checkoff program. We had a U.S. magistrate judge that has recommended to the circuit court judge that we be awarded a preliminary injunction. And our preliminary injunction is based on our firm belief that it is unconstitutional for the Secretary of Agriculture to tax producers and then to send that tax money to private entities that are using the money to deliver a private speech that is contrary to the interests of producers. So now that's very different than what the Supreme Court said about the national program. But the way this checkoff program works is that
we're going into a break. I really want to, okay. I don't want to miss any of this. So let's hold off. We're going into a break. I'm going to hold off on your phone calls till we get done explaining some of this. And then the number to call is 877-895-5410. We'll do that at the bottom of the hour. 877-895-5410. And Bill and Beth Ann will be right back.
There's no way to measure how far I am from okay, let me tell you. There's no good reason why I can't move on. I lay my heart on these tracks, and you're changing.
There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a four-week food supply for only $99. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind. We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio all week long. I know I've got guests pretty much all week. I'll be with you tomorrow, and we're going to talk about this elephant in the room. But there's an elephant in the room on every issue that's going on, and there's a huge, huge elephant in the room right here with the Agriculture Department. And we want to talk about the checkoff, and you were just getting ready to explain that bill. And, you know, it started out, it was a volunteer thing that the farmers and the cattlemen, they wanted to do to help promote their own product, and it's been hijacked, it's been scammed, and now they're calling it a mandatory tax. And so I want to back up and have you pick back up there.
Okay, so on the national level, you have the Supreme Court saying that this is government speech from beginning to end, which makes the assessment a tax burden on cattle producers. But on the state programs, it's a little different. Because the way the program works is that the national tax is collected by the states, and then the states are allowed to siphon off half the money and send half the money to the national. The half the money to the national is about $40 million, and that's about how much the cattlemen or the National Cattlemen Beef Association spends every year, is about $40 million. So the half that stays in the state goes into private entities that produce a message in support of beef, but they support generic beef. They tell consumers eat beef, and essentially the message is it doesn't matter where the beef came from, and it doesn't matter where the animal was raised for about 2 years before it was harvested. eat beef, whether it was produced and born and raised in Nicaragua or Honduras or Uruguay or Brazil or Argentina or Mexico, Canada or the United States. It just doesn't matter. And that message is exactly contrary to the interest of United States farmers and ranchers who want American consumers to seek out their product, the USA beef product. And so the question is raised, why would producers want to pay to promote and advertise their competitor's product, which is exactly what is happening at the state beef council level? So we filed a lawsuit there and said, unlike the national program, that it is a government-funded or mandated program and run by the government, the states are private entities, and we're really having to pay for a private message, and the private message is contrary to the financial interests of our members. So we filed a lawsuit. The U.S. magistrate judge has issued its findings and recommendations stating that RCAF is entitled to its preliminary injunction because the court found that it was, in fact, unconstitutional for the federal government to mandate a tax and then to let a private entity use the money to fund its private speech. And so this decision came down in early December, and we're now awaiting the ultimate decision by the circuit court judge, the federal circuit court judge. And so it's a waiting game now. We're simply waiting. So the checkoff has been a highly controversial issue, and controversial because the U.S. Department of Agriculture has refused to step in and restore the integrity of the program or to end the program when it was found to be where corruption was rampant within it. And it's simply been an absolute albatross and an embarrassment to the industry. And so that's how this issue of the government actually helping to hide information that the public should be have access to, and the government essentially is operating in partnership with those who have engaged in this graft and corruption within the program.
Let's give our, I think you probably know this because I know you speak about it enough, let's give our listeners an idea of what kind of money we're talking about.
Well, the program generates $80 million a year. $40 million, or about half of it, is kept in the states. The other $40 million flows to the national program. The national program is the one the Supreme Court said was the government speech and run by the government from beginning to end. And the Office of Inspector General, when they did their audit report, found that 82% of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association is derived from the checkoff program, and that's about $40 million that they get every year. And then they use that money to cross-subsidize their policy operations. They share, for example, they use the money to cover their CEO's salaries and other salaries that cross over from supposedly working on the checkoff program to then working on policy issues. And what's very unfortunate here is the policy issues this organization works on is absolutely contrary to the interests of independent farmers and ranchers. For example, they fought against country of origin labeling. Not only did they fight against it, they filed a lawsuit trying to repeal country of origin labeling through the U.S. District Court system. And they have also fought against the establishment of rules to establish the rules of competition in the marketplace. They've also been cross-subsidized, which enhances their ability to pursue free trade agreements that actually marginalize the interests of producers. And so the producers sit back and look at this and say, we're being taxed and our money is being used to lobby Congress to support policies that are putting us out of business. This doesn't make any sense.
Now, I want to back up and ask a couple of questions, and this is because I am ignorant, so I have to ask these questions. Now, you're talking about the National Beef Association, National Cattle and Beef Association, right?
Yes.
And aren't they a nonprofit organization?
They are.
Okay.
They were formed they're very old. They used to be what's called the National Cattlemen's Association, and that was it was an organization that exclusively represented the interests of cattle producers.
Formed by the cattlemen, right?
Formed by the cattlemen. They were the voice of the United States cattle producer for many, many years.
Okay, go ahead.
Go ahead.
I was going to say
they merged. They merged with the beef packers. They merged with the Beef Industry Council in 1996, and that's when they added beef to their name. So now they don't just represent cattle producers. Now they represent beef packers, and that's why they're the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. And so as a representative of beef packers, and these are beef packers like the four largest, Tyson, Cargill, JBS, and National Beef. These are the organizations that are trying to capture the live cattle supply chain away from producers. And the NCBA is now very much involved in representing their interests.
All right. So my question was, it was formed, of course, it was formed as the Cattlemen's Association, and that was formed by the cattlemen, by them. It is now NCBA, which merged with the Packers. It is still a nonprofit organization, is it not? So how did they come up with it being a government entity, a voice or an arm of the government? How do they come up with that? If it was formed by the people, how does it end up now that it belongs to D.C.?
Okay. We're talking two separate entities. National Cattlemen's Beef Association, which is a nonprofit organization, but it contracts with the government program called the National Checkoff Program. So the NCBA is a contractor and receives money from the National Beef Checkoff Program, and it is the National Beef Checkoff Program that is a government-mandated program that espouses government speech.
All right, and that's where I got confused. So that's why I wanted to back up and step through that, because Beth Ann needed to clarify. So if we're contracted, but the checkoff program was started again. It was started by the cattlemen. It was started by that organization to provide money to market U.S. beef. So how did that now become? It turned around and they have hijacked that. The government has hijacked it, and now it's a tax. I mean, these are the elephants in the room that we need to talk about, because it's something that it's been stolen from the people.
Well, and that's exactly right. And one way to look at this is that it's inherently incapable of representing the interests of producers because of the heavy hand of government that's involved in it.
We're going into another break. I do apologize, Bill. Those breaks come up awfully fast.
Uh-huh.
You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. We're gonna get through this. I want to know, so we know exactly the right questions to ask, and Bill's going to tell us what we need to do, because this isn't just about the cattlemen. They're the ones that are being robbed from, but it is you, the consumer, that is being hurt as well. 877-895-5410. Do you have a question about all of this? Give us a call at 877-895-5410. And Bill and Beth Ann and that white elephant back here, we'll be right back.
Going once, going twice, sold to the highest bidder. Has the U.S. been sold out by those we've trusted to guard, protect, and help this nation prosper? Selling U.S. out is a nonpartisan examination of the trade and economic policies that brought about the current economic crisis. It is receiving great reviews from Americans across the social and political spectrum. Beth is proud to call J.R. Martin a friend, and she's thrilled he's provided his book for you. CSC Talk Radio listeners, we speak about communism, socialism, but what about corporatism, greed? What did free trade accomplish? NAFTA? GATT? CAFTA? NAFTA? Why is American productivity and our own industries failing? Why are we losing American businesses and American jobs? J.R. Martin has generously made his book available so that Beth can offer it to you at a discounted price. Nearly 400 pages packed with powerful information and years of research. We have to know the truth in order to turn this mess around. Send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's selling U.S. out. $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to Beth at csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power. Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a 4-week food supply for only $99. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're talking about the beef in the United States of America and how these entities, how the government, how the nonprofit organizations have well, I don't know how else to say it other than they colluded against the actual producers. And so we were getting ready to explain some more into that whenever those breaks come in at an inconvenient moment, don't they, Bill? Let's get back on that.
Well, sure. And the overall issue here is that you have a program that has been hijacked, as you said earlier, by an entity that represents the multinational meat packers. And the multinational meat packers want to capture control of the supply chain away from the producers. They want to turn the cattle industry essentially into the model that they've used in the poultry and hog industries. And one way to do this is to hijack their program that the producers are actually contributing to, and then delivering a message that supports this vertical integration. And vertical integration, of course, kills competition. And so the message is, let the packers source their beef from anywhere in the world and let them bring it to the United States. and encourage Americans to eat that beef. And that is the message. It's don't eat USA beef. Don't seek out the product produced by American farmers and ranchers. The meatpackers want you, the American consumer, to seek out beef produced by the Brazilian industry, the Uruguayan, the Honduras, the Nicaraguan. And so that's what's wrong with this program. That's why it is now harming the U.S. cattle farmer and rancher. And so one of the biggest issues that we can clearly identify now is that in mid-March, it was revealed that the Brazilian federal police has been engaged in a two-year investigation, and they discovered that there were dozens of plants, beef packing plants in Brazil, that were corrupt. They were bribing officials in order to get health and safety certifications for beef that was rancid and spoiled. They were shipping spoiled beef to schools in Brazil. They were shipping spoiled beef to the public. They were shipping spoiled beef internationally in their export markets. They were actually using acid to cover up the rancid smell of the beef. And so about a dozen countries closed their borders to Brazilian beef upon learning of this widespread systemic corruption occurring in the beef packing industry in Brazil. But the United States did not. And that's key. The reason the United States did not is because the meat packers did not want the president or the secretary of agriculture to close the borders. So we continue to allow beef from a country that has for 2 years been investigated by its own federal police for engaging in unlawful and actual dangerous activities. And so because our government refuses to close the border, we have established a petition on what's called We the People. It's a process where if we are able to get 100,000 signatures in 30 days, then our petition would be delivered to the White House, and the White House would respond to each and every petitioner on that petition as to what it's going to do. And here's what we're asking for. We're asking the government to immediately suspend all imports from Brazil until such time as the American consumer is afforded a label on all their meat products telling that consumer where the product had been born, raised, and slaughtered. In other words, ban Brazilian imports until country of origin labeling is reinstated for the American consumer. And then the consumer can decide, with country of origin labeling, whether or not to avoid products from a country like Brazil that is currently under investigation. Over 21 plants were a part of this conspiracy. There's been 63 indictments of officials, both in their food safety system as well as in the plants, that were engaged in this widespread corruption. It's just amazing that our government has not stepped in to protect the integrity of our food supply. And we're the biggest, we're the largest beef consuming nation in the world. And we are the largest producer of beef in the world. And our cattle industry is vitally important to the welfare of rural communities all across the United States. Why wouldn't the federal government step in and at least take actions comparable to that taken by China and the European Union and elsewhere that acted on their responsibility to protect the health and safety of its consumers? But because they have not, then American consumers need to take control and put control in their own hands, and what they need is the information. Let the consumer decide whether or not they want to continue purchasing beef from countries that do not have a good track record for keeping or for ensuring the safety of beef. And interestingly, what just happened here this month is our U.S. Department of Agriculture Food Safety Inspection Service just issued a report on its audit of Canadian meatpacking plants. Now, one would presume that the Canadian food inspection system is most comparable to the United States when compared to other countries. We all believe that. But yet our audit has found that in Canada, the inspectors were not conducting the carcass-by-carcass post-mortem evaluations in slaughtering plants as they were required to do. And our inspector says this raises questions as to whether or not Canada can continue meeting the equivalency standard for our food safety systems. In other words, the country that is most likely to have a system that is comparable to or close to the United States is also found to be lacking in its enforcement and administration of food safety standards. American consumers should be able to act on that information, but they simply cannot if they cannot distinguish a Canadian product from a Brazilian product from a U.S. product. And that's why this petition is so important. So we urge your listeners to go to the website called www.banbrazilianbeef.com. So that's all one word, www.banbrazilianbeef.com, and sign our petition. We have about 1,700 on there now. We need 100,000 by May 13th. And we urge everyone to join this petition to send a strong message to President Trump stating consumers deserve to know where their beef comes from, and in combination with President Trump's new initiative, which is to buy American, we need that label so consumers can choose to buy American as opposed to just purchasing beef from any one of the 20 or so countries that we import beef from.
Okay, give me that again. It's banbrazilian.com or banbrazilianbeef.com?
Banbrazilianbeef.com, all one word.
Okay, got it. All right, well, we need to do that. We need to really push that, and we've got to reach out. You know, they were talking about they don't like President Donald Trump tweeting, but that seems to be the direct line between him and the people. We have a middleman. It's called the media. That's blocking the truth from the people, and that is another elephant in the room, and it's growing to be of great concern here in this nation, Bill, because we're not being told the truth about things that are happening. And so if we want a direct line to the president, this is what we've got to do. We've got to reach out to him and tell him, you know, you said made in the USA, that goes for our cows, too.
Exactly.
Goes for our food. We're going into another break. I want to talk about that when we come back, because we need, we the people, to stand up and be the government. We've got to take this nation back. One county, one precinct, one city, one town, one state at a time. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and we are with Bill Bullard today. And there is a big elephant in the room that we're going to chase away. 877-895-5410 is the number to call, and Bill and Beth Ann will be, right back. Progress constitutes change and upgrades. My satellite provider was the last to hang on to the old StarGuide 3 satellite receivers. This is a necessary one-time expense that will provide an opportunity to improve and expand CSC Talk Radio. You, my listeners, have been with me every step of the way. I want to include you in this time of opportunity and growth. $40,000 is needed for our satellite receivers, and an additional $20,000 is needed to upgrade my studio equipment so it is compatible with the required new satellite upgrades. A GoFundMe page has been established for CSC Talk Radio for the amount of $60,000. I mean it each morning. It is always my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here as your voice across this great nation. Be a part of CSC Radio's new era and donate today at GoFundMe.com CSC Talk Radio, or send a donation to Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, and specify satellite support. And together, we will bring America home. Sir William Blackstone stated back in 1783, "So great, moreover, is the regard of the law for private property that it will not authorize the least violation of it. No, not even for the general good of the whole community." There will be a Range Rights and Resource Symposium held May 19th through the 20th at Bellevue University in Omaha, Nebraska. Register now at rangerights.com. Topics will include environment, fires, grazing, wild horses, government intimidation, constitution and private property, in God and constitution we trust, and so much more. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their creator with certain inalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, property, and prosperity. That's the American dream. Mark your calendars for May 19th through the 20th and head to Bellevue University in Omaha, Nebraska. For details, visit rangerights.com. I hope to see you there. You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. Galaxy Press brings you a world of fiction and imagination. From the time when the West was wild and cowboys worked hard and battled for property and honor as they rode for the brand, the Western series are family-friendly Western stories. Will the good guys win? If you'd rather travel in space and ahead in time, your imagination will know no bounds with intergalactical drama, Battlefield Earth, an award-winning science fiction book, Mankind Has to Battle Its Way Back from Near Extinction. Galaxy Press, publishing the forgotten fiction books, pure entertainment. By L. Ron Hubbard. L. Ron Hubbard, best known as a fiction author, Galaxy Press has made available his Western series as well as Battlefield Earth, Earth Before Star Wars. Escape today's politics. Enjoy audiobooks or sit down with pages in hand, far away from the day's toils and life's chaos. Visit galaxypress.com and order any or all of the Western series, or visit battlefieldearth.com. Mankind fighting his way back from extinction. Galaxypress.com. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We are in the final segment of today's show, Bill, and we do have a caller. We have William from Delaware. He's got a question about beef. William, how are you today?
I'm doing fine. Question. A relative of mine is a manager, at a Taco Bell. And they get their taco meat filling, which is what they put in, the stuff. It's in 5-pound bags, bulk, but it doesn't show the country of origin. He did some research, looked at the codes on the bag, and they seem to indicate they were from Brazil. My question to your guest is, Taco Bell, Wendy's, McDonald's, how many of these fast food companies are using Brazilian, possibly tainted beef? And I'll take my answer off on the air.
All right, Bill?
Thank you.
Well, the answer is I do not know how much beef each of those entities are bringing in or purchasing from Brazil. But the point you make is valid, and that is in order for the owner to determine where that beef came from, they had to do some research. And he must attract some of the barcodes or the coded names of the plants and found that it was from Brazil. And so it is very difficult to ascertain the origins of the beef. And what we know is we are importing large volumes of beef, about 3 billion pounds a year, from countries like Brazil and Argentina and Australia, New Zealand, Uruguay, Honduras, Nicaragua, 20 different countries. And so where is that beef ending up at? We don't know for sure, but we do know that a lot of the beef is a lean grinding product used to make ground beef and hamburger like what these fast food restaurants serve. And so that is why country of origin labeling is so important. And there's an additional nuance here. And that is when Congress repealed country of origin labeling, and so everyone that knows what this, what we're talking about, when you go to the grocery store today and you see in the seafood counter a sticker that says product of Taiwan or Chile or the United States or Canada, that's a country of origin label. And you see it on your vegetables, too. Blueberries from Peru and strawberries from Mexico or from the United States. Those labels are the labels that we helped pass in Congress in 2002. And you used to have your beef and your pork labeled until the International Meatpacking Corporations got together and convinced Congress to repeal the law. That happened in late 2015. So now you can't know as consumers where your beef or pork came from because it is no longer required to be labeled. Now, everyone thinks that this is dealing with beef from Canada, Mexico, and the United States. But that is not what happened. And that's because back in 1930, Congress intended for consumers to know where all their beef came from, and they passed the Tariff Act of 1930 that required labels on beef products to be delivered to the consumer. But when the U.S. Department of Agriculture wrote the rules at the behest of the multinational meatpackers, they wrote the rules so the labels did not have to be retained all the way to the consumer. So there was a huge loophole that allowed the meatpackers to sell this Brazilian beef, for example, to restaurants without them knowing it. And so country of origin labeling helped to close that loophole because it said that the beef imported from these 20 countries had to retain its label of origin through retail sale, meaning all the way to the consumer. So since 2002, it was corrected and consumers could know where that imported beef product came from because it was required to be labeled. But when Congress repealed COOL, they repealed also that correction that closed that loophole. So now we're back where we were before the 2002 COOL law, because now the meatpackers are no longer required to disclose the origins of the meat that they sell to consumers or to fast food restaurants like Taco Bell. And now this is important. The retailers and the meatpackers know precisely where that beef came from, because they are receiving it in the same package that it was in when it came across the border and was checked into the United States through our U.S. Customs and Border Patrol. So the packers and retailers know where the beef originated, but they are choosing not to disclose that information to the ultimate consumer. And that's why mandatory country of origin labeling was necessary. It's to prevent the meatpackers and the retailers from choosing not to provide this very important information to the consumer. And that's why this petition is just so important. And this is the one issue, Beth Ann, that really does reach all of your listeners. Because all of your listeners, when they go to the grocery store, they want to know where their food originated from. And they're able to take the country-specific differences in food safety programs into account when they make their purchasing decisions for themselves and their families. They simply cannot do that under today's regime where the meatpacker and the retailer can unilaterally decide not to disclose the Brazilian origin of the food to the purchaser, in the case of the caller's situation, the Taco Bell. Instead, you have to research it, and it's very possible that some of the research is completely blocked because there's no requirement for the meatpackers to disclose that information to the purchaser.
Well, this
huge
is
a problem that needs to be corrected.
You know, I'm going back to the word choice. You know, that seems to be a big word in our nation today. You know, you have the woman's choice. She can choose whether to murder the child that's within her, but you don't have a choice as a consumer to know what is in your food. what food you're buying, where your food came from. And, you know, this is the elephant in the room. It seems to be that choice depends on who's making a buck. And that's where we're at. We're about out of time here, Bill. Thank you so much for being with us. I want to give that website again. It's the 3Ws.BanBrazilianBeef.com. We need you to sign these petitions. Pass it around. If you're on Facebook, get that link. Put it out there. Get people to sign the petition. Email it out. Do whatever you can. Tweet it out. We're going to get her done as fast as we can. May 18th is the deadline on that, you said?
May 13.
Okay, I misunderstood. I'm getting old. I got old ears. Thank you, Bill, so much for being here. We also want you to join our CAF. So go to r-cafusa. Whether you're a consumer or a producer, you need to be a part of this organization. They are working for you, and they are not a nonprofit organization. They are working for you. Go to r-cafusa. And let's work together for the USA and bring America home.
These truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. CSCTalkRadio.com. CSCTalkRadio.com.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.